plotters, future Jana here. I was reviewing our footage and realized that there needs to be a trigger warning at the beginning of this video. In this podcast, we will be talking about Last Night in Soho, Edgar Wright's newest film. And this film deals with sexual assault and abuse. In the podcast, we will be diving into those topics. So if you're not comfortable with them, you should probably skip this one. But thank you so much for listening, and I'll let Past Jana take it from here.
Welcome to Plotted. I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Jana, and we have a special guest star today, my roommate.
I'm Amber.
Yeah.
Hey.
We need to do that TikTok song where it's like, Verlanda and Heather, best friends.
My voice like
but, I know, the sound's going to be really interesting for this one because we don't have a setup at all. We're just in my room.
Yeah.
Post-movie, like fresh out of the movie.
Yes. Last Night in Soho. Oh my
God. Last Night in Soho.
So good.
Literally, like, just before recording this, we were laying in my living room, just, like, staring at the ceiling and going, oh my God.
Like, what just happened?
Right, this was so much better than we thought it would be.
Fans of the Baby Driver, like, this is your movie. And anyone's, like, fans of the Supernatural or Necromancy, this is your movie.
We literally finished the movie and Ashlyn goes, I love Necromancy.
This is my genre.
So since Amber's the guest, do you want to describe this movie in 3 words?
Wait, 1 second. Spoilers from this part.
Oh yeah, spoilers. Like, if you could pick 3 words.
60s be crazy.
Oh, 60s yes.
60s do be crazy.
And not just 60-year-olds.
Jesus.
Not just true. 60-year-olds, but the actual 1960s was a crazy time, everybody.
Right.
Yes. Let me tell you.
Is it safe for me to say this was my favorite release of 2021? Probably.
This is December.
I know. It's sad. We'll probably have to make a post at some point and be like, favorite 2021 releases, and I'll be like, all of them, except for probably Dune.
We had high hopes, people. We had very high hopes. Oh, and old.
Oh, no. Yeah. Dune is above old.
I had such high hopes for Dune. I was like, this is it. So this is going to be the movie for 2021. Boy.
I was betrayed.
2 hours of just face politics.
I've been cheated.
But if you haven't seen Last Night in Soho, go pause it. It's on Amazon Prime for $20. I think it's also in select theaters.
100% worth it.
Three of us, and we're going to go see it at 9. So we're like, it's going to be like, what, $30?
Yeah.
For us? Yeah. So we're like, 20 bucks. 24 hours.
We'd already be spending that money.
And like literally as we're recording this, my other roommate is watching the movie in the other room.
Yeah.
Because we're like, you need to stop everything you're doing and
watch the movie. She came in and we were just assaulted her with, oh my gosh.
Go watch the movie now.
And I feel like it looked like we all like were on a really bad trip together.
We really were. It was a trip. I looked at it, you know, it was only an hour and 17 minutes.
Well, that felt like 2 hours.
Or wait.
It was not.
No, it was 117 minutes. My bad.
I don't do math.
Yeah.
No, that's less than an hour.
That's not less than an hour.
It's 60 seconds. 60 plus 60 is 120.
60 sexies later.
Oh my Jesus. Listen, that is true though. So 16 plus 60 is 120. It's 117. Almost 2 hours.
Okay. I can look at that. That makes sense.
Never mind. Yeah. I was 100% wrong.
It was a lot of the movie.
Yeah, it just.
But they made the most of everything.
It wasn't too long.
I felt like it could have gone long. No, honestly, the pacing was perfect.
It was good.
Yeah, I didn't feel like it was going too slow or too fast. Like, it had a really good
If anything,
pace.
Yeah, I was like, keep going.
I know. I was like, don't stop. This can't be the answer.
Because, like, the more we got into it, the plot got thicker, and I was just like, ooh, tell me more.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Was it love at first sight?
As you can see, we bonded over musicals, so there's a lot of that happening.
Yeah.
Where to even start?
Okay,
let's start at the beginning.
Cinematically, amazing. Like, the neon and also the 60s aesthetic.
And honestly, they did very well with bringing in, like, the supernatural element.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am, like, super excited
for it. It definitely wasn't, like, The Sixth Sense where he's like, I see dead people. It's just like,
I see dead people. It's casual.
Yeah.
It's chill.
Mm-hmm. Even though they hint at it, they're like, this might be too overwhelming. And also how they filmed it with Supernatural.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, there's a ghost in the corner of my room. It's like, oh, maybe in the mirror. Maybe not. Who knows?
I'm not scared to look in mirrors, you guys. Just like Candyman.
No.
Oh my god.
Don't bring him up.
The movies have taught us not to look in mirrors ever.
Right.
But let's see. What was the first major plot twist?
London wasn't what she expected it to be. And honestly, not what we expected it to be either.
Did we all think, okay, I don't know why this didn't hit me at first, but I did not know, I did not figure out that she was getting a pimp at first. Whenever she was signing with whatever his name
Jack.
Was. Jack.
I mean, yeah.
I kind of figured, like, once she got her, like, debut, quote unquote, and she was in her skimpy, like, almost like... It was like Mary had a little lamb.
Okay, no, I got it at that point.
Speaking of, I latched onto the symbolism in that show where she was a marionette and she had strings. And I was like, oh, it's a Pinocchio moment. They're being controlled. And then I think either Amber or you said, like, oh man, this looks like a strip club. Because they zoomed out and it's all men. And then it was kind of like a burlesque show.
Yeah, and you got like
But like
a
for
nice...
the 60s.
Well, because it opens up.
And you nice butt shot.
Very nice. Butt shot.
But like it opens up where you think it's the girl singing because it's really far out and it's blonde. You're like, oh my god, she has a debut.
It's her.
And it's like, no,
but
she's over there.
She's out.
Third chair to the left.
To the side.
Like, it was
I am
the
tree number three.
Oh my god.
She's literally a Raggedy Ann doll at this, at Matt Smith's disposal.
Yeah.
And she is not having it
No.
Yeah, everything about it was very sympathetic. And I'm glad they did that because me and one of my coworkers right now have been having a long discussion about this other movie called The Last Duel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with it, but I do know like it's a sexual assault and apparently it's graphically depicted twice, which is why a lot of people don't want to go see it. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to see that either.
No.
So I have to say like the way this movie portrayed sexual assault without actually having to show it explicitly, I really appreciated that.
Yeah, it was just as scary, I feel.
Yeah, oh my gosh, even more because she's losing control. She's just spiraling. Like from the moment she comes out in the Raggedy Ann costume, you're like, this is not what she signed up for.
No.
And I feel uncomfortable watching this.
She wanted to be a classy, actually successful singer, and instead she became a freaking Raggedy Ann doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then later, like, a hooker. Without consent. Like, 100% that was not her, not what she wanted.
Yeah.
More Matt like Smith. Sex trafficking at that
point. Yeah. No, for real. Because they did have the guy that was the cop.
Yeah.
He was definitely investigating.
Yeah. And, like, when... I think it was like the first time when she started like losing control.
Yeah.
She was like trying to run away from him, and you see like all the other girls and they're like doing different things with like the older men. And it's like, okay, this is actually low-key prostitution.
Right. Yeah. Or even like the red flags when the guy who like was berating her at the first club is sitting next to Matt Smith and their buddies at the second club.
Matt Smith was supposed to be the hero that like knocked out the sleazy guy, and it turns out it was probably just an act to get her to do what they
to
want.
To trust him.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how he got all the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just saying.
Well, they did say he managed a lot of girls.
Yeah,
and I was like,
I knew that was red flag right there. I'm like, I know. I'm like, that's not a good sign.
Yeah. No, all the way from the beginning, though, even the bartender, like, everyone was in on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she, like, I really do think there was no way out for her at that point.
I mean, it was the 60s. It was awful. People could get away with anything, really.
She literally had, like, no one to turn to, not even the cops, because there's no way they would have believed her.
Yeah, or done anything. Because if they were powerful men, they'd be like, oh, sorry, the mayor's in on it, so...
They probably all were powerful guys.
Yeah.
But like, and then, so that, I feel like that was like the first plot twist where it's like, oh look, you're having so much fun. It's like the power of three. The first night she found a cute guy. Second night she gets her debut. Third night, not what you think.
No, and then she's trapped.
And then you're trapped. So then that, I feel like that was like the first big plot twist.
Definitely.
The second one.
There's so many.
There's so many. I'm trying to think of, I guess the second one when we thought that she got murdered. But we kind of all figured she would get murdered.
Separately, without talking about it.
Oh no, I was like, she gonna die. I'm sorry, but you gonna die. But she did not.
Oh my gosh. No. It was... Oh, such a good movie. It's hard for me to even like put into words because I was watching it just so captured even by Ellie, our other main character.
Yes, I mean, she had her own thing going on too, and she was very powerful by herself. Like, almost like two different, like the heads and tails of a coin, because she's like not super confident, kind of chill, while the other one is just in your face.
Right.
And then they just kind of merged together at the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, this movie was great.
It really was. And it really was.
Yeah. All the jump scares got us. Yeah, every single jump scare.
The whole time I thought someone was going to get hit by a car. I thought it was her. And then like the guy we thought that was Jack was Leslie?
Yeah. Or Lindsay.
Lindsay. And then it was like tons of other people. And finally someone get hit by a car. And I was like, okay, because that was hinted at like the whole time.
And it was the poor cop.
Yeah, that was a twist.
I was
traumatized because I was like, we were wrong, you guys, we were wrong, we need to apologize.
Well, because we thought for a second
I kind of suspected from the get-go that wasn't gonna be Jack. I was just like, watch him actually be the good guy and it's actually the landlord.
But he did it so well, we're all like, that can't be Jack. The more we saw him and the more creeped out we were, but like, maybe it's
and then there are those parallels where she'd be running on the street, she'd see the ghost of Jack and then it would fade out and it's that guy, and you're like, it's him.
Okay, well, there was a specific scene where she saw Jack and she turned the corner and it was Lindsay standing there, and I was like, yep, that's Jack.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're wrong.
Yeah, no. I was like, nope.
Amber's over here like, Scooby-Doo logic, he's too suspicious to be the bad guy.
Yeah, did Loki kill Lindsay on accident because she like distracted him and got hit by a car?
That was the worst interrogation I've ever seen. Like I know she's a child.
Here's the thing, she did everything that we always say that you should do when you're interrogating someone. You put it on record, you make them say stuff, you keep following them. Like, that is what we all scream at the TV. And she did that, and she still failed. So I really like how they did that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, now that I think about it. But I got mad at her, so.
Yeah, because we killed an actual good man.
We killed Finnick again.
He dies in everything.
Maybe before Yuffie dies.
I'm sorry. It's a spoiler.
But we already said
Hunger Games. Sorry if you hadn't seen Mockingjay.
He dies there too.
It's been like 5 years.
And they're all stupid deaths. He just can't. He can't catch up, right?
Yeah.
He's like Leonardo DiCaprio.
He keeps.
Oh no.
Always dies in water.
Water. Leo.
You need to stay away from the ocean.
The next Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh no. I really liked how it was a coming of age and like woven in with like a Me Too narrative.
Well, it's also, I feel like it's coming of age because I feel like all girls mostly go through this whole like, oh, everyone's nice. And it's like, oh no, some guys are sleazes. Oh no, some people are really trying to hurt me. And you have to be on guard.
So not everyone, but a lot of people.
More than most, I feel like.
I also liked, like, obviously this was about a girl getting assaulted by multiple guys, but they also portrayed, like, her friends, Ellie's friends, sucked.
All of them sucked except
like,
for John.
Like, who they Maya thought were her Sean. Friends. Yeah, John was good.
John was actually good. At first, I was suspicious for just, like, a teensy-weensy sec, but then I was like, nah, I think he good.
Right. Because he came in right after the creepy cab driver, so we were like...
Yeah, he was like, you know, back like, no, never, leave me alone!
Don't touch her!
I didn't think that. So just because of how, like, he reacted, because he was just simply like low-key like, hey, like you need help, but that's not true. Like you need help,
wink wink.
That's true.
And he wasn't like on top of her, like he just let her be,
like, it's cab driver who's like, you have the legs for it. I've had people say that to me and I immediately cover my legs. I'm like, freaking, I hate this.
Yeah, and then she's like, I don't have enough money. He's like, we can work something out. It's like, ooh, no, let me out right now. Like,
I will kick you. Let me out. This is not a game.
This is not a drill.
Right.
I was begging for help.
But, I mean, I also like that they were like, okay, so it's not just the men, it's her, literally her roommate too, so that like just makes her even more isolated from everyone, driving her to like pursue these crazy visions.
Well, and I was like, what is your luck that you get the most haunted house in London?
Yeah. It was, I'm pretty sure, I'm gonna have to research this, but I'm pretty sure it's based off the New Orleans Lawlerie House.
Uh-huh.
Because it's crazy history, but like in summary, this lady, the owner of the house, was killing people, putting them in the floors, and they didn't discover it until the house accidentally caught on fire.
How does that not smell? Well, I know how they do it in the show, but like, what about New
Orleans? I mean, it was old New Orleans. Everything smelled.
That's very true. It smells like
New Orleans has a ton of spices and all.
And alcohol.
Yeah.
If you go down Bourbon Street, like, you won't smell anything. You wish you would smell something.
I have never drunk on Bourbon Street, but I have almost thrown up on Bourbon Street 3 times.
Walking down it?
Just walking,
in the daytime.
Mm-hmm. In the daytime, I don't feel safe on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
No.
But I can't imagine, like, at nighttime.
Oof.
I wouldn't.
But no, I'm 100% sure this was based off the Lawlerie House.
Yeah. Well, and then it just made sense why there were so many guys haunting her.
Yeah.
I was like, why are y'all haunting? Like, y'all aren't dead. Well, and also, let's keep in mind that all the ghosts that died looked like they were dead most of the time, except maybe Jack.
Yeah.
She never looked dead or close to dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's whenever
true.
She was seeing her.
Well, her mom didn't either.
That's very true.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I did start noticing, okay, like, the more we saw, like, the ghost of the men, I started noticing, I'm like, huh, they kind of look zombie-like almost.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is happening?
I was thinking, like, Slenderman.
I know, like, my theory was like, oh, like, there were so many of them, and, like, I thought they were all just like a blob, almost. Like, they were all just, like, on top of each other because there were so many.
That's what I thought, too.
But then later I was like, oh, she was not only blanking out their faces, but stabbing them.
Yeah, so I was like, that makes sense why, like, they're all bothering her, because they're all like, we are in the room with you. Like,
right. And let's talk about that end scene where they're asking Eloise for help.
Jesus, and she said no, and I was like, thank God, you are,
because all of us have very strong opinions, like yelling at the TV opinions, or we're like,
I mean,
what do
I
mean?
Condone murder? No.
No.
Do I think you deserve help in the end? No. I mean,
here's my thing. You were, like, these men were already sleazebags. Like, mm-hmm. being, like, I'm willing to bet majority of them were probably married, mm-hmm. or just, like, super wealthy. Like, it's so far up their ass. So,
right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all about power.
Right.
They didn't care of taking advantage of her.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is that they did deserve it, however, I don't agree with murder as well.
It was also the 60s.
I mean, that too, but it's like Matt Smith's character drove her.
But he was going to kill her if she didn't kill him.
That too.
Yeah. Well, and I would argue that lifestyle too. It was like they would, literally, they would do that to her until she died.
Yeah.
Or until they didn't want her anymore. It was either kill them or she be killed.
Yeah.
So she decided to, oh, I'm gonna be a killer now.
She just became what the outcome of the patriarchy at that point.
Basically.
So, she is the monster that comes out of that.
I'm just not realizing, since Sandy wasn't actually dead, was she tapping into Jack's visions or the ghost's visions?
I think she was.
It had to be Jack, right?
It would have to be.
He was there the
she
longest.
Was probably,
But I guess all the men that took advantage of her were kind of there at the beginning, too.
Well, I think maybe it was all the accumulation of everyone's visions, because they all know her.
Yeah.
So maybe that they're piecing it along with her.
I was just thinking, I was like, okay, she latches onto the dead, but like Sandy isn't dead.
Well, she didn't describe it as that. She never said like, I see ghosts. Well, she did once, but then she also was like, I see the past.
Yeah.
So maybe it's both.
Could
it's
be.
Like the ghost. And didn't the bartender explain, like, I don't believe in ghosts, but the spirits or whatever that people, all the fun that people have, and you can get drunk off of that energy.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so maybe it's more like a staple.
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
Like something happened there.
Like you're an empath and you're absorbing their, like, feelings.
Yeah.
Feelings of murder.
Feelings.
Was murder.
I like the twist, and I liked it even better when she was like, no, I'm not gonna help you, ghost. And then when Sandy's like, I ain't going to prison, and tries to kill herself, Eloise is like, no, I understand you, and like, you're loved and you have worth. And I'm like, oh, I cry.
Even the older lady Sandy, she was like, "Nah, listen, I'm on that. You need to go save your
right.
boyfriend."
Right. And I was like,
"She's dead in his
stomach." Like, "Yeah, just get out. Forget that. I tried to kill you."
Also, she's like, "I literally, you pushed me down the stairs, so I don't know if I can walk."
That's true. But that's another thing. I mean, like, honestly, she is very, very old. She would not last that long in prison.
No.
And, you know, it's kind of,
she's a tough cookie.
She's just burning down what she built, and she's like,
that's
this
true.
Is honestly, that's how it probably would have to end.
She died in the bed where she's died 100 times, quote unquote.
Yeah, because she did say that she had already died.
Yeah,
like 100 times. I'm just like, oh, that hurts.
I know. There is a small part of me that hoped she had run off with Lindsay, like she had accepted his help.
Yeah.
And that's why Jack killed her. But then I was like, and then the movie kept going, and I was like, oh, wait, we're not done yet.
No.
We're not there.
And honestly, if you think back, it was the garlic that said that smell. Because we were talking about earlier how, like, how could you not smell them? But she also said in the summer, all of the smells come to the attic.
Oh. Because that's where all the people are.
She meant the dead bodies. She covers it well.
It's like, it's like, I get you and your pain. However, it's really creepy that you kept the bodies here.
Yeah,
I mean, it's in London. How are you going to hide that?
Oh, that's true.
I mean, just like slice them
up. Throw them in a bag.
We watch too much true crime.
We really do. I don't think I would have the stomach to do that, honestly.
No.
That's probably, she was like, that's a lot of work.
No, we watch murder, we don't commit.
It's a lot of work to take out the wooden floor and fit their whole body under there. Mm-mm. So I'm just like, I could not live in a house where it's like, I killed all these people and it's like, oh, I'm gonna stay here with all the dead bodies I killed.
I know,
it's all
like,
bodies.
Oh man, I can't move. I love that I've subjected both of you to enough horror movies that you're now like, oh, that's not the best
I never watched horror, really, until Jana came along.
Yeah, this is true. I'm not really a big horror person. I'm more romance, so like Ashley.
Yeah,
but there was romance, so...
There was a lot of romance.
There
sometimes
was.
In a bad way.
There was abusive relationships and healthy relationships.
Yeah.
We'll say that.
Yes.
John was the good egg.
He was
John,
the good egg.
I was
John,
so
we
suspicious.
We were all suspicious John of John good. Until the end. Whenever he was like, I believe you. And we're like, okay.
I just want to say this. I wasn't suspicious of John. Only for like a split sec I was. But it was like, I think it was like towards like the middle. I forget what. I think it was because when he was driving her back to like go get her things, like, I think he said, I don't know if it was he said something or just like the way he looked at her just gave me this feeling of like,
you gonna be here when I get out?
Like, I don't know, John. But then I was like, no, like, he's actually good.
Yeah. The movie's so good at creating tension that you're just like tense for the whole thing. Like Candyman, we talked about this for Candyman. And you're just like, is this suspicious? Am I making it up? Is it the music? I don't know.
Is it the music? Well, in the first, like, 20, 30 minutes of the movie, you're like, oh, this is fun. This
right.
is nice. I enjoy this. This is great.
Now it's like Baby Driver almost for the beginning of the movie.
Now it's a back. Living hell.
I know. And then you're like, oh my gosh, someone get her a therapist.
Please.
And her poor grandmother was trying so
hard. I loved her grandma.
She was like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, fine. She's like, I think you're okay.
That's the female friendship I wanted. I complained for the whole movie because I was like, I love a good, like well done sexual assault, like, story and coming of age. However, I would like more female friendships.
Yes.
And she didn't have that, but I guess they sacrificed that because her roommate sucked, because they wanted to show, like, hey, it's not just the men, it's the women too.
Sometimes. That's true. It's like, you don't want to be completely on the
I do appreciate
side.
That. I will give it that. Because, there are a lot of movies out there where it's like, nope, it's just the men. Forget the women. I'm like, nah, I mean, women have this issue too.
Yeah. Girls can be mean.
There are women out there.
Obviously, they
like
didn't
that.
Sexually assault her. That's a whole different thing. But, like,
but we're saying, we're saying that anyone could be mean.
Right, because, like, the whole beginning of the movie, like, it does foreshadowing so well. We've talked about this, but, like, at the beginning of the movie, her grandma's like, now you need to be careful. And she's like, you need to be careful of bad people. I'm like, no, you seriously
do. Yeah, she's like, there's
really
bad
do.
Guys out there. She's like, I'm scrappy. I can handle it. And we're all like, oh, baby's
I'm thinking, okay, you're coming from the country to a big city.
That's a pretty big shift there, honey.
Yeah, I'm like, you probably need to take some trips over there if you want.
My grandmother said multiple times, she's like, there's not a lot of people where we live. And I was like, oh, she's not used to all the ghosts.
Yeah.
Like, she only sees her mom. Mm-hmm. And then, like, in the city, it's like, all the ghosts all the time.
Like, it's like, hey, grandma, I made a bunch of friends with a bunch of weird looking male ghosts.
We are not friends. When they were like holding her down to the bed, I was like, oh my god, is this like Crimson Peak? We're like, we were trying to help you all along, because I will not accept that.
Well, that's the thing though. The ghosts were kind of being selfish because they held her down. They were like, help us.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
And then she was like,
I can't reach the phone, dude.
Yeah, I was like, why would you hold me back?
But then that ghost was just like, take the phone, help us. I'm like,
heck no.
I'm like, but you are bad.
You literally ruined everything, Christopher.
You literally drove this woman to like being a murderer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You were a
part of the problem. You are not the victim.
You all work with Matt Smith.
This is what we call karma.
It
was Sandy all along. It was Sandy all along.
You know what? I feel so mad because she had a picture of her young self in her office. I know, but then I was like,
well, no, she did go in her office for the original interview. Mm-hmm. But at that point, she didn't know who Sandy was at the beginning.
No, she didn't.
Right.
She didn't sleep there yet.
Yeah. You gotta go sleep in a weird place and then, boom, ghosts.
But I did also like how they hinted at all the murders when she was going through, and it was like, guy missing, and we're like, that's not her. That's
I can't find this missing actress. And I'm thinking in my head, I was like, well, it was the 60s, she was a woman with no money to her name.
Yeah.
Like, you're not gonna find her.
I was like, look up the address, a girl died at an address, I promise you they reported on it, if it was ever reported.
Look, you see, this is why libraries are important, you guys, because we offer classes on how to search databases.
When the library came back on, I was like, and it all comes back to you.
They all look at me, and I was like, it me, at the center of it all. I hold your information.
She was like, we need to find something, where do you go? The library.
The library.
That's where you find all the answers.
Right. I also love the transitions. Can we talk about the transitions?
Oh my god.
Like how she would be like, fall asleep and then just wake up in an alley. And I'm like, I love this. Yeah. You're like, so we're here now.
Well, I also liked it.
We didn't know she was awake or asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I liked it when we went into Sandy's world and it's like, Ellie was looking at her through the mirror, and Sandy was just, she was in her world, but she didn't, you know, realize, it wasn't, how do I put this, like, she wasn't, like, you know, matching of what Sandy was doing the whole time.
Right.
They were mirroring each other. I'm just like, what is happening?
I kind of like that, because
I love this.
Ellie kind of mirrored what we were all thinking, especially when like the tension was so high and all the men were like grabbing at Sandy and she was like, don't touch her, and I was like, this is literally me.
Yes.
And all of my dreams, like, these are the dreams that I have where I'm like, get off.
I know, but it seemed like she could react. I think maybe why, because you know how she tried to react with Sandy and it wasn't happening.
Yeah,
but when she tried to react to the other ghost, it was maybe it's because Sandy was still alive.
Right. Maybe. Or maybe it could have just been a cinematic parallel where it was like, don't be like her. You know, this is not the life that you want. It's not even the life that she wants.
Well, yeah. I think it was just a big life lesson. It was a big life lesson.
I know.
So
many red flags went off in my head when Sandy first brought Jack back to her house.
Yeah.
She was like, we just met this man. I know it's 60s and you trusted people, but don't. He has the same name as Jack the Ripper. Jack.
Yes, I know. Jana looked at me at the end. She's like, Jack the Ripper. And I was like, oh my god.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is a horror film about Jack the Ripper.
Psych. It's like Jack the Ripper if he was in the 60s.
But it's like female Jack the Ripper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then just so, like, by the end, I wanted to cry. Like, especially when they hugged, and I was like, she just wanted to be a strong, independent woman and be a singer and an actress.
Like, so this woman had dreams, and
she was born in the wrong time.
Freaking Matt Smith ruined everything.
I know, the whole time we're like, all of us having watched Doctor Who in high school, we're like, it's the Doctor. Oh.
We had kind of, honestly, we immediately trusted him because he was the doctor for like 2 or 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I was like, it's Matt Smith.
Finally, it's my time to flex. I met him one time.
Of course.
I have a picture. Comic-Con.
I was there, but I wasn't there to like witness her meeting Matt Smith.
Yeah, so one of my friends had like an extra ticket, and I think you actually ended up leaving because you went to a show.
I think I did, but
yeah.
I want to say I came back.
Yeah.
I came back.
Anyway, we're at Comic-Con and picture me and my friend. We were like early high school, maybe middle school. We walk up and see the doctor who we have idolized for like, for me it was like a year. Like I had not been in the fandom that long. And he literally like put his arms around us and said, "You guys look lovely." We took the picture, left, and then immediately started sobbing in front of everyone. And when I say put his arms around me, I don't mean like creepy, like Jack. I mean like, oh, we're taking a family, awkward family photo time, you know.
I remember when we went to Comic-Con, I was in college.
Yeah, saw the Avengers or something.
Yeah, and then,
oh my god.
Dave Tennant was supposed to be there and he missed his flight. Anyway, I'm not stupid.
The last time I went to Comic-Con, our man Chris Evans was there.
Oh my god, I think that's where we met, sort of. Because I saved y'all seats in the front.
That's right.
I'm like, I got seats.
Ashlyn and Heather finessed their way to the front. Well, it was great.
We were sitting in there. I was like, Heather. I was like, I think we can sit up there. And she's like, Ashlyn, that's reserved. I was like, I don't think so. I'm like, get ready. We about to bolt.
It was so magical. Just when you walk through and it's like, he's right there, Captain America. And I'm just like zooming in on my phone. Like, I need to capture the moment. I'm not going to be able to meet him.
It's Dorito Man.
If I had the money to meet this man,
I mean, we do now. We have adult money, which is so dangerous.
But it's like, more dangerous because we need it for food.
But if we want to
feed my soul with Chris Hemsworth.
But we want to do a Comic-Con now. It might be a good while before we have like another like genuinely good.
It depends on who Comic-Con is there.
That's true. Because you go too. And you just spend money.
Because we had Matt Smith back then. What do we have now?
We had Matt Smith. We had Chris
Evans. Avengers.
And then I went.
Which one?
Tom Holland.
Never mind.
100% on this. Let's go.
I want to say I went to another one, and the biggest one there was Tom Felton.
Oh yeah, Tom Felton. I accidentally met him too.
What if we go
Draco Malfoy? Yeah. I just remember like walking around the con, and I just see this girl like shaking, and her friend said. And I noticed, and they looked at me. It's like, it's okay. She's fine. She just met Tom Felton. I'm like. Okay.
So funny story, same Comic-Con, now that we're talking about Comic-Con and way off subject, I was coming down an escalator and I heard all these girls start screaming behind me and I'm just minding my own business, like I think I was headed to the restroom. I look to my left and Tom Felton is standing there on the opposite escalator also going down with his bodyguards and we make awkward eye contact, like he's looking at me like if, like, silently asking me if I'm going to jump over the escalator barrier.
He's begging you, please.
I know, and I was just kind of like, it took me a second to register who it was. And I was like, oh. And then I just kind of like did an awkward wave and kept going. As his bodyguards like shuffling him out of the vicinity.
Oh my god.
I'm like, I'm not dangerous.
Listen, what if we went and Tom Holland and Loki was there? I would all die.
Y'all can have them. I'm taking Chris Hemsworth.
You can have him.
You 100%.
Sold.
Easy. That's easy.
I got me a man.
But anyway, last night in Soho.
Not last night
at Comic-Con.
We got way off.
So yes, I have met Matt Smith, so I immediately trusted him, and that was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
Because later we're talking about it, and I was like, man, the way he, or Ashlyn said, the way he was kissing her the first time was really weird. I was like, yeah, he went straight for her neck.
Yeah, he did. And plus, it's like, it's the 60s. I know it's like 60s things, everything goes, but there was still decorum back then that isn't really around right now.
Right.
So it's like, kissing someone like that in public is kind of nasty.
In the telephone booth.
And it was clear. I was
Everyone was watching them.
I found it kind of disrespectful for her.
Yeah.
I was like, excuse you. You just like pounced on her.
Also, you just met.
Yeah, and you pounced on her.
She didn't seem to care.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. But she should have.
She should have.
She should have, but she was like, it's Matt Smith.
Well, I guess I think you get so caught up and you're like, oh, it's a fairy tale. I met this guy and he saved me. And this is
but
so much fun.
Now, it's a living nightmare.
Don't ask me. And I guess that's the parallel was, I mean, I don't know how, I mean, I'm assuming Sandy lived in London longer, but both she and Eloise came into situations not knowing anything, and that totally screwed them over in the end. Wait, not Eloise. Sandy and Eloise, how they both came into these different situations, like...
I feel like Eloise, though, she was like, this is... Well, she saw a bad situation happening with her roommate, and she's like, I'm gonna remove myself.
Right.
And then she saw the whole thing with Sandra and all this and how bad it was getting. She should have removed herself sooner. Mm-hmm. But she was still like, I'm gonna remove myself. But, like, I don't think Sandy ever got the chance. Either not got the chance or was too trusting.
Right.
With flirtatious guys. While Eloise was like... No.
Yeah, because the way...
No matter what, no.
The way Jack kept stringing her along, especially that first time, he's like, well, everyone's doing it. What, do you think you're better than the rest of us? Like, this is how you get famous, babe.
And he's like, what makes you so different? I'm like, get out.
Self-respect. Thank you.
I'm like, I'm a cute in I'm a place kid. You don't want to be kept. So.
And then she did.
Oh, did she?
Oof.
He got his just desserts.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We ignored the first rule of horror movies, which was you gotta see the body from the beginning.
You
have
to see the body.
And then like 2 seconds before the reveal, it dawned on me. I was like, we don't know whose blood was on her.
Yeah. We thought in our brains that we saw the knife go in.
Yeah. Because we definitely saw the knife going in, but it wasn't
her. I think it got blurred when that happened.
Wait.
She was watching the knife because they kept reflecting her eyes.
Didn't he cut her throat though?
I think he did cut her, but then she, like, clawed down his face.
Yeah, like, I remember that. But then it's, like, afterwards when we started seeing, like, the newspaper articles of just men missing, and then, like, the ghosts looked more like zombies, and I'm like... And then when she started talking into the old lady who turned out to be Sandy, I was like, I knew it. She murdered those men. I mean... They deserved it. Again, I'm not saying murder's the right way.
We're not saying murder's the only choice. We're just saying we understand the circumstances and that it was the 60s.
And also, like, if any of us were in that situation or knew someone in that situation, I'd immediately be like, 100%. I will go to prison for you.
How I see it, it was self-defense because it was either going to be her or Jack. I mean, there was no, like, win-win situation.
No. Jack 100% had to die. Everyone else, yeah, I would say they had to die. I'm trying to think. It's more of a gray area. Okay, so there's like black and white. It's on like the sliver of almost black. That's where I'm at.
Gotcha.
It's like a little bit of gray, but mostly black.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's like, I don't agree, but I don't see you having as much choice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are you going to do? Tell them no and they're just going to leave?
Because they're like, I paid for this. Especially like that first guy at the club who's like, you don't want to dance with me? Slut? I'm like, oh my god. She doesn't want to dance with you, go find someone else.
Yeah, for real. I was
just
like,
someone else. There are other women here.
You ain't cute. You ain't cute.
This is not a good look for you, honey.
No.
It's like the pick me guys. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's exactly what I thought of. I was like, okay, just because you asked for a dance doesn't mean I have to give you one.
Right. And just because you're being nice. Definitely doesn't mean I have to give you one.
Yeah.
Take a hint.
But it was a great movie.
It was great. I recommend that y'all definitely watch it if you haven't already.
Like, if you haven't seen
Baby Driver.
Promising Young Woman.
I haven't seen that.
It's really good, but you know, if you've seen it, you know the ending is really conflicting.
Oh.
But I think this is like, if you don't want to see Promising Young Woman or you have seen it, it's a good... Like, it's in that niche of sexual assault narratives that, like, is empowering and not... You don't at the end go, oh, the empowered woman got murdered at the end.
Well, because I think whenever we realized Sandra or Sandy was actually alive, we're like, yay! And it's like, I murdered all these kids.
Oh,
or these men.
Oh, I know, I was like, what kids?
Not kids.
You're murdered.
I think of them as... Anyway.
It was murder.
It's like when they murdered all the guys, we're like... You had to live. We thought you were dead. Like, we're just glad you're alive.
Oh my gosh. So good. So good. Great release.
Anyone have any last comments?
Parting shots?
watch the movie.
Amber, as our guest star, do you want to give it a rating out of...
10.
How about out of knives?
Out of knives?
Yeah, so how many knives?
To zero knives.
20 knives. 20 dead men.
20 dead men.
Also, if your ex roommate that you worked hard to get away from gives you a drink, don't take it from
them. Don't take it.
100%. There were so many drugs.
So many drugs.
Also, don't take tea from old ladies.
Oh my god.
Don't accept drinks from people that you're not like super what best friends with.
What did I shout? Oh, I said, don't you dare drink the tea. I have seen Crimson Peak.
Oh, that was so funny. You're like, don't drink it.
You're like, I've seen Crimson Peak. Don't you darn it.
Then and then she drank it.
I'm like, that needs to be put on a t-shirt.
Jenna, like, growls at the TV.
If we ever have plotted merch, it'll just be like me growling.
Like, don't you. It's like, don't you it's like, I've seen Crimson Peak.
Don't drink the tea.
Don't drink the tea.
As a pro tea drinker, I drink tea all the time.
Now, from like, other people, dare. Jenna brings her own tea.
I do bring my own tea. I have a supply in my purse.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And in drawers.
One of my apartment, you're like, I'm just gonna make this. I'm like, go ahead.
I've done that to you and Addie. I've shown up and I'm like, I'm gonna make tea. Where's your microwave?
Where's your microwave? I don't drink tea, so I'm like, you good. You do whatever you want.
Big tea drinker.
All right, guys. Well, I think that's all we have for tonight. So watch the movie if you haven't. And if you've gotten this far without watching the movie, we're sorry for the spoilers, but you should know.
This is what you're getting into. Go and watch it.
You've been warned.
Yeah.
We still haven't even gotten to like a lot of stuff. So
yeah, a lot happens. Yeah. And it's only, an hour and a half?
It was almost 2 hours.
Almost two hours. It could have been three and I still would have kept watching.
It would have been amazing, yeah, honestly. All right, guys. Well, we will talk to you later.
And thank you, Amber, for joining us on this special episode. Yay!
Thank you. Yay me.
Clap for Amber. We'll definitely see her again.
Snap, slap, all the above.
Thanks. All right, guys.
All right.
Bye.